CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to CliffCentral.com. This is your favorite podcast platform. I'm Michael Jackson. This is In Conference with Michael Jackson. And this is the show where you get to meet the people I'm lucky enough to interact with on my world of travels as a conference speaker and presenter. So if you've listened regularly to our podcast, you'll know that you can expect either a business person, a thought leader, an entrepreneur, somebody famous, somebody who does really cool stuff. And today's guest actually ticks a couple of those boxes for me very, very well. I first met her. Her name is Maureen Hrobler, and I'll introduce you to her in a second. I first met her earlier in the year working at a function that I was working at. And get this, she is an image specialist. Now, I'm only sorry this is radio, because when we called her a moment ago just to say, are you ready for the interview? She's joining us from somewhere at a secret location on Skype. She said, hold on, I'm just putting my lipstick on. And I said, well, hang on, for a radio interview. And she said to me, Michael, my darling, I'm an image consultant. One must always look one's best. So let's find out why the lady who puts lipstick on for a radio interview wants to tell you about the stuff that she does as an image consultant. Please welcome to the show Maureen Hrobler. Maureen, what a joy to have some time with you once again.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's an honor to be with you this afternoon.
And I know you have lipstick on because you showed me on your Skype video link. It looked amazing, by the way. It's a bright red color for everyone who's listening now. But listen, you're an expert in unlocking people's personal brand and getting them to feel more confident. And that's really what I want you to share with us today. Why is it firstly important?
Michael, wherever you go, you get judged. And it's an unfortunate fact of life that people will look at you and they will form an opinion about you. So wherever you are in life, you have to be ready for those circumstances. And that's where I help people.
Wow. And that's pretty cool. You've been doing it very successfully now for like over 20 years, making people's individual brand image really stand out. I mean, you put makeup on me and my God, I went from Shrek into something that looked quite reasonable, but it's a lot more than makeup, isn't it?
I think that's why I love my job so much, because it is indeed a lot more than just the surface. The psychology behind how we dress and how we are perceived is what intrigues me about people. And the longer I've been doing makeup, for instance, because there's various different levels to what I do, mm-hmm. Advertising myself as a makeup artist, that's just one segment of the market. And my client there would be anything from, a performer to a model, a photographer, et cetera, et cetera. And then I only work on the surface, but ultimately my passion lies with people. And through my own experience in life, you don't get taught these things in school. And factors like self-worth and self-confidence ultimately contributes to who you are as a person. And what you'll achieve in life, and how you see yourself. So it's not just one thing. It's an entire package. And whenever a client comes to me, first of all, I'll sit them down and I'll interview them and I'll ask them, what is it that you would like from the session, and how can I help you? And I'm not skilled in all of it, because sometimes it can get quite involved. So if I need the help of a life coach or whatever, then I have a network of people that I work with. So
I love that. And I'm sort of sitting here listening to it thinking, wow, because as you rightly say, calling you a makeup artist doesn't even do you justice. Although you can say, as you do on your CV, that you've done makeup for Jennifer Rush and many other celebrities as well. You can also add to that now, including Michael Jackson. I really don't mind and I won't charge you for it. But you see, this thing about your client's authentic confidence, uncovering what they are, that's where, you know, I've seen you and I've heard of you collaborating with individuals and companies to revamp their brands to get personal and professional transformation going. I mean, it's, you know, makeup is just one, as you say, facial front end thing to do with all of that. It's really about image consultancy, personal branding, grooming, all of that kind of stuff. And you seem to have this approach that people seem to love and want. And it's made you very, very successful in terms of what you're doing.
Thank you, Michael.
So let's talk about people who are out there listening to this. I mean, you know, most people go, well, I'm probably pretty average. Do you think people are average in general terms? What do you do with them? How do you start giving someone the self-confidence that they need to transform themselves and find their own authentic confidence? Where do you begin?
So I think the most important factor in that is you look at your, and I'm going to use the word subject, not to be impersonal, but from an artist's perspective, you look at faces and you analyze proportion. So there are various techniques that you can teach your clients how to bring out their best features. And my approach in terms of makeup is always less is more.
Right.
So I would then provide my client with a list of vital items that would really add benefit to their daily routine.
Should I be wearing makeup as a man in this day and age, Maureen? Tell me the truth.
You could.
Yeah. I note that tone of hesitancy there in terms of what you're saying. Would you recommend it? I mean, you could say, look, you're bloody ugly, Michael, so plastic surgery might be better than makeup. But seriously, would you recommend makeup in the 2017 space to men or not really?
Well, it depends on the situation. So if we use you as an example, you don't need makeup. You ooze self-confidence.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much.
So a lot of what I do is also about the illusion of creating the illusion. And we live in a world, unfortunately, where it's a lot about the illusion. So there are men that use makeup. And of course, when I do corporates and they go on stage, then yes, I will definitely put makeup on them. And then there are times where perhaps you are tired and you've got dark circles under your eyes. So to hide those, you can. There are ways that you can hide it. And ultimately, you want to look in control and fresh and healthy all the time. So there are ways to help you with that.
I mean, it's hairstyles as well, isn't it? It's dress sense and everything else that goes with it, surely.
It's everything. So first of all, decide how you want to look. What kind of message is it that you want to give the world? And it's interesting. I worked with Merle O'Brien in Cape Town. She's a futurist. And we were discussing the archetypes that people relate to. So there would be the rebel, the nurturer, the mother, the sage. And in our subconscious mind, we are always elevating towards one of those roles. We choose roles. And also as we go through life, we'll perhaps elevate from the one to the next. And all of these roles, you would dress for that. You would choose a job for that. You would, you know, your entire persona, the house you live in, the everything that you strive for would ultimately then be somebody that you're striving for or that you can relate to.
And all of that to do with the way you look, the way you brand yourself, the way you groom yourself. Yeah. I mean, you know, Maureen, as an image specialist now, you're never going to run out of customers, are you? Because, I mean, I look around me at the world of social media where most people interact. The photographs of themselves they put on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn are absolutely bloody appalling. People.
I know. I look at it and I think, oh, please, can I just help you?
And lots of people need help. Let's face it. There's some horrendous looking images out there.
Pardon?
There are some horrendous looking images out there. People don't seem to make of their best in a world that demands that instant gratification and that look and feel. Is it because they don't care or because they don't know?
It is because they're not inclined. So not everybody is inclined to think about appearances. So you could perhaps be a brilliant engineer and not being fazed with your looks at all. And that's where I would come in and just perhaps give you a different perspective. And it's interesting how people would then start treating you differently.
I mean, do you go as far as recommending plastic surgery? I'm thinking as we're chatting here, and I love this kind of conversation, because we were looking at somebody on Facebook the other night, and honestly, their teeth were so bad, they could have eaten an orange through a tennis racket. It was so bad. And I kind of love, people around me were commenting on this poor person's image. And I mean, they need help. God knows they need help. They need Maureen Krubler, image specialist. What would you go that far? Are you that bold as to say, listen, makeup can't conceal what you've got, love. It's time for some plastic surgery.
So my approach to that, I think, especially when you speak about teeth, Michael, a smile is one of your most powerful things that you can use. A beautiful, beautiful smile. People are instantly attracted to that. And when you have bad teeth, unfortunately, it does not look good. When it comes to plastic surgery, there's a fine line for me.
Yeah.
I'm not one that likes the plastic look or the complete plastic Botoxed faces. I love emotion on faces. And there also I would go for a more natural approach where I say, Your diet and your lifestyle and all of those things, just live a healthy, balanced life. And I was watching a documentary on what's that model, Dal Orifis. She's gorgeous. I mean, she's already in her 80s and
right.
She's modeling Carmen Dal Orifis. And she said the interviewer asked her, what's her take on plastic surgery. And she looks at him and she says, let me ask you this. If your roof was sagging, would you not have it fixed? But she did it in such a subtle way. I loved it. And that's for me, look at somebody and always wonder, did they or did they not? And then you've got it right.
Wow, I love it. Now listen, we're talking with Maureen Krubler, who's an image consultant, but it's not just one of these airy-fairy things. I mean, this is a lady who works across movies, television, magazines. She's worked with thousands of clients across all bloody areas as well as some time spent in the corporate world with Business Connection and Sun International. I mean, when it comes to making somebody over, though, I mean, you've even, can we name one or two of your clients? I mean, you've mentioned one or two of them. I mean, is it safe to say that you even made Bok van Bleck look more handsome?
Yes, but he is handsome.
You have to say that about all your clients. I love it. It's kind of amazing. Where should people start, Maureen? We've got 2 minutes in this interview left, and we could talk for days. In fact, so much so that I want you on again next year. But where do people start? How do they start to realize what their own image looks like? What guidance can you give them?
Michael, I'm in the process of doing my website. I have two websites. So the one is more makeup focused and the other one will be more on the image. And there will be a questionnaire on the website. And it's really about just asking yourself the important questions. It's about taking time out and saying, what do I want for the new year? What do I want to achieve? How do I want to look? And how am I going to do that? And it starts with clearing out the old and bringing in the new, because I do think that we are forever evolving into who and what we ultimately want to be. We're always striving for the next step. That's human evolution. And I think, yeah, just do the questionnaire and start from there.
Right. Go to these two websites, maureen.co.za. You know they're good when they've got a one-name website. Or the other one is thebeautybrand.co.za. Maureen, time is against us. I'm going to have to say goodbye, sadly. You can wipe your lipstick off now when you hang up in a moment. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for being on. Thank you for inspiring thousands of people, and continue doing so throughout the rest of 2017 as well. Promise me you'll come back on the show soon, with or without lipstick. I don't mind.
I have to come up because my website's on live yet, Michael. So we have to do that again. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's been a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Maureen. And that's really all we have time for. Thanks once again. This is CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.